Yeah, well, that's my point is, you know, you don't abuse it, but if you need to get a hold of somebody on Saturday or if, you know, you should have a way, you know, you should be able to say, I'll give you an email, and when you get 5 minutes, I gotta get with you with something. You know, but he was like adamant, you know, you're not to, you know, you turn your phone off, don't check your email, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, it's great you have a position that you can do that, you know, and maybe if your position doesn't have spider web effect on many other, you know, projects and positions and stuff like that, but I'd go bananas doing that. If that's what we're coming to, this is going to, you know, sure, it's got lots of benefit, and I could see doing it much better than, you know, boomers did it or Xers did it, who were basically, you know, working, you know, anytime they got called, but, you know, somewhere, but, you know, they had their own abuses, you know. They'd go in and, you know, punch in and go find a corner and sleep for 5 hours, you know. So, you know, boomers had their abuses as well. But, you know, I just don't think categorically saying, you know, first of all, I don't think the work-life balance is being, you know, invaded if occasionally when it's something really troublesome, somebody needs to ask me a question or get my opinion or have me real quick do something, you know. As long as you acknowledge it, as long as you don't abuse it, et cetera, you know. So, yeah, but this guy was like, you know, it's foreboding. And, you know, then that everyone's opinion is important and that. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. You don't have to be disrespectful, but everybody's opinion is not important. There are people that I want you to shut the hell up during a, you know, during a roundtable. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just old school.